to connect with CASA of Kent County, log on to their website at casakentco.org. That's casakentco.org. Now it's time for the CASA Man Show with Coach Zach Harris.
Welcome to GrandeurMedia.com. You're here with Coach Harris. And with what we have tonight here, we have two amazing men who is going to take us on a journey and talk about the CASA Man. One guy is going to talk about what it feels like to be a board member, and that's Brian Lassiter. And Mr. Hatchett, Jamel Hatchett, Hatchett Player of Development, is going to talk about what it feels like to help the foster kids in the community and what his thought is on being a CASA Man. So we have these two men here today, and we want to make sure that we have a good ride and a good journey. So first of all, Mr. Hatchett, we want to start with you. Tell us what makes you feel like being a CASA Man. What does that look like to you when you hear us talk about being an ambassador, speaking for the foster kids? What does that look like to you?
Community-based, being able to relate to younger individuals that need guidance, need help, and first of my main point is just being able to help your younger self, which I my sole purpose of Hatchett Player Development.
Wow, we starting off real strong right here. You're making me move around a little bit. So the other thing is that I know that you have a connection with CASA, and I know that they've sponsored you some of your events or some of the foster kids that you're working with, and I think that's great. It's great to have a young black male, African-American man in the community that's really helping these foster kids grow and become better version of themselves.
For sure.
So when you think about your player development, are you incorporating some of these things that you say that you, when you talk about being a better version of yourself, how are you incorporating that idea? How are you helping those kids feel like being a better version?
So what I'm doing is utilizing basketball to grab their attention, for one.
Okay.
Like myself, I needed that back then for sure. Yeah. Then two, when one of the CASA kids just came yesterday, it's not just basketball.
Right.
I make him look me in my eyes.
Yes.
He looking all at the sky, nervous and stuff.
He's uncomfortable.
But just help him build character,
discipline.
Sometimes a single parent or a foster parent, guardian, whoever, these kids need more than just the on the court stuff. So I'm here to add off the court values as well.
Right. That's amazing. Because it sounds like you have a knack for that comfortable feeling of what it takes to be a voice for these children in the community. And I know I look at some of this information that we have scattered around here. We talk about recruiting more black men, more minorities, and that 32% of our foster children are black African Americans and 50% are boys. So when you hear that kind of number, that staggering number, you got over 1,000 children living in foster care in Kent County alone. Tell me why you think it's important for African American men to not only be an ambassador like you're going to be for CASA Man, but just to be a voice for those children. What is the connection with that? How does it help them grow?
So, I mean, you saying it right there, the voice, being able to come in and even so, being in situations where you can relate to them and for them to even see like, well, he can do it, I could do it, situation, So everybody's situations is not sweet or peaches and cream.
You got
or white picket fence, I feel as if me being younger, black male king, I like to say, and I like to prefer them as, allow them to understand and know that they are worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. So you mentioned that a CASA kid comes into the training, a CASA kid is involved, a CASA kid is impacted by it. Tell me, how many children do you think, since you've been a part of CASA, how many children do you feel like you have assisted or helped make their life more positive? I'm not asking you how you did that, but how many of those foster CASA kids do you think in your mind that you actually have helped since you've started the journey?
Since starting last year, so it goes a little bit deeper than just the CASA family, because we wasn't just impacting the CASA family, it was the community itself. So it wasn't only just foster kids.
Right.
It was kids.
Yes.
I was in King Park, you know, you know, Rice Lab Dab in the, you know, in the inner city. So being able to have that being able to have that and then bring them there and allow them to, you know, see like he's waking up, he's getting up, and he's putting this work in for us, you know, and they returning the favor, you know, just by giving me themselves, like giving their full effort. So CASA allow us, Hatchet Player Development, to impact more than just foster kids' lives, and I feel like that's where my success lies.
Right. Well, you know, and I like that, because usually when we have volunteers on here and we have the board members, you know, the sole purpose we're talking about, obviously, is the CASA Man Show that you both are invited here to be a part of, and then we go CASA, 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 and it's great to hear the audience understand and listen to the fact that we're not excluding anyone else, you know. What we're saying is that we know that those kids that are in foster care are struggling, but it's great to hear you say, well, all kids are struggling. Yeah. So what you're saying is that what I'm going to do in the community is make the best difference that I possibly can.
For sure.
And so when that happens, so when you have a kid that's from CASA or foster kid or just a kid that's in part of your program, give me one of the life lessons that you teach them. Let's talk about whether they're late, if you talk about timeliness, or if you talk about what they should look like. Do you get into those conversations?
Yes. So appearance, showing up, you know, doing things when you don't want to, like the right things when you don't want to, because they don't always want to hear Coach Mel mouth, or
right.
they don't always want to, you know,
do
the consequences, or even do it, you know, full speed, full, you know, potential,
right.
game reps, things like that.
Yeah.
But the reminder of me being there, which falls into place of, you know, being in kids' life to impact them positively, 24 hours, you know, so not just on the basketball court, like I said, not just I see them in training.
Right.
I really like reach out to the parents, or hey, how such and such doing? How he's doing today?
Right.
You know, even if I ain't seen him at training, it don't be about the training. You
right.
know, and then it allowed me to develop like relationships with the kids.
Right.
You know,
right.
under the parent consent. Like,
yes.
oh, please reach out to him. You know,
yeah.
like he's
yeah.
having a, you know, bad day, or the game, he had a bad game, or he had this, or he's not listening today, or things like that. So
right.
it allowed me to just, you know, tap into them and remind them who they are. Like, you are worth it, you know. You
wow.
know, be better than yesterday, for sure.
Wow, that's great. I mean, Mr. Hatchet is of Hatchet Player Development has taken us on a journey, and we're going to allow Mr. Hatchet to talk a little bit more about his Hatchet Player Development. But we're going to take a brief break, and when we come back, we're going to introduce you guys to Brian Lessiter. And like I said, Brian is one of the board members, and so we're going to tap into his thoughts and his brain and see what that feels like to him. But don't think that Mr. Hatchet is going to be off the hook, because we'll make sure we come back with him also. But I want to remind you guys that CASA of Kent County is actually, they're called Court Appointed Special Advocates. And when I say we're on a mission, we really are. And here's the journey here. You have Brian here, you have Jamel here, and they're going to help us kind of flow through this mission that we're on. And we're just talking to trying to get community members out there who understand and meet the needs of the foster children. And we just want to focus especially on the boys and children of color. And like I said in the beginning, there's over 1,000 children living in foster care of Kent County right now. 32% of those children are Black African American, and 50% are boys. So needless to say, we need some men to be involved, we need some men to be a voice, and we need some men to advocate. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back and real briefly.
To connect with CASA of Kent County, log on to their website at casakentco.org. That's casakentco.org.
Welcome back to the CASA Man Show. I'm Coach Harris, and this is Coach Harris Live. I love to say this is the Coach Harris Show, but really it isn't. It's really the CASA Man Show, and we got two guys here that's going to help us express what that CASA Man Show looks like. But in the interim, we're here at Grander Media, and Grander Media has always taken us on a great, great journey. Grander Media has a vision to impact the community, and they're allowing us a stage to talk about what CASA of Kent County is about and CASA Man itself. So we got Brian up here, Brian Lassiter, and Brian is, like I said, is a board member, and we're going to tap into Brian's brain and ask him a couple of questions. Brian, the very first question is, tell me how you're involved with CASA of Kent County or CASA.
Okay, and before I say that, I'd like to just express thanks to you and Mr. Jamil for all that you're doing with CASA, because it's very important with the mission and what we're doing. But I've been with CASA for the last 11 years and been involved with just wanting to make sure that the mission of what this organization is doing and trying to diversify, you know, our pool of individuals with the organization. Right.
Wow, wow! You know it's always interesting when you have people who have the mindset to understand what it means and take to work with the children in the community. And both of these guys start off with great answers to possibly some hard questions, some tough questions. But we're going to keep going with that. So Brian, tell me, what do the board members actually do? What are their roles at CASA?
Well, one of the things we do as a board member, we just want to make sure that the organization is sound, fiscally sound, and to make sure that, you know, we are in compliance with our funders, and to also make sure that the organization is going strategically in the direction that's going to impact all the children here in Kent County.
Okay. Right. So there we go again. We got two men saying all the children. And so we want you men out there to understand that when we're talking about these children, we're definitely, the impact is obviously CASA of Kent County and the CASA Man. And it's also, we're talking about some of the foster children that's out there in the community. But also we're talking about all children, because as Brian and Jamel stated, that all children are important in the community of Kent County. So Brian, the next question is, how does board members lead and shape the organization of CASA? Is there a way that you guys shape and lead the organization to the next step?
Well, once again, we strategically look at the organization to make sure it's going in the right direction.
Okay.
But one of the things that's the foundation is making sure that every kid here in Kent County has a voice. And so that is the vision and the mission of what the board tries to do, and to make sure that we are representing, you know, the organization accordingly when it's running.
Wow.
Fiscally.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And that's important. I mean, I love the fact that the angle that you're coming from is that fiscal responsibility is important and impactful, because without that, a lot of times we there's just things thrown into the community, and we don't know what's going on with the financial part of the end, and if the foster kids or the foster parents or the foster families or the volunteers are actually being helped out there in the community. So it's great to know that those things are being done. So with that being said, where does CASA of Kent County or CASA get the funding from? Is there grants involved with this, or where does the funding come from exactly?
Well, funding comes from as many sources that we can possibly get. A lot of it is coming from donations, private donations. So we always looking for anyone that can lend a helping hand in that manner. But a lot of grants that are also part of that, and just any type of funding from any direction that we can get. That's the key to making sure that we are functioning and being able to deliver in terms of the vision and mission of CASA of Kent County.
Yeah. And then I hear that the vision, and we'll allow you to express the vision, and I hear the mission, and then we'll allow you to discuss the mission as well. But what we're going to do is here at Grander Media with co-chairs, we're going to take another brief break. Give ourselves the chance to regroup. But I tell you what, we're live here. You guys can hear us every Saturday at noon right here on Grander Media. And you can find us on the website. We'll also try to send you the link of how you can locate us through the media page. But I tell you what, I wouldn't miss this show for anything. You listeners out there, once you hear Brian and Jamel talk, you can't tell me that it's not going to do anything but move you. So with that, I'm Coach Harris, and we'll take another brief break. All right, welcome back again to the Grander Media and the CASA Man Show with Coach Harris. And I have two amazing guests here this evening, and Jamel Hatchett, a player development, and we also have Brian Lassiter from CASA of Kent County, a board member. So these guys, again, like I said, you guys, if you're out there listening, they're taking it on, taking us on an amazing trip, and they're demonstrating how important it is to impact the lives of not just the foster children in the community, but children abroad. So I'm going to switch this back to Mr. Hatchett. I gave him a chance to clear his throat and process the thought of where we're going. So we're going to put him on the spot once again. So Mr. Hatchett, we started this whole thing, talk about the Casa Man show and what it looks and feel like. So tell me, what makes you think that you want to be a Casa Man? What do you think about that?
To help create and build strong foundations, and also, like, we keep repeating the voice. Like, kids need a voice, you know. If we could be that filter, that buffer for them, why not? You know, especially if you in a position to impact or want to impact, and that's where your passion and God have blessed you to do such, then I feel you'll be blessed doing, you know, your mission in that sense.
Wow. So. Wow. Anytime that we, especially me, I get, there we go with those goosebumps I keep talking about when I'm on air, and I got to try to figure out a way to control myself. You know, he mentioned God, and he mentioned his purpose, and he mentioned his vision. So with that being said, he mentioned God, he mentioned the purpose, and he mentioned his vision. So when we talk about those three things, he created what he considers probably one of the best training programs in the community, and he calls it Hatchett Player Development. So I'm going to give him an opportunity to tell you listeners out there what that looks like and how did he even come up with the thought of that process. So Mr. Hatchett, tell us more about the Hatchett Player Development, and what are you do? How does it impact the children? Actually, and how has it changed your life? Tell us about that.
Perfect. So my sole purpose was to help my younger self in a time where I needed help. Now I'm in position to be that what I needed when I was 13, 14, 15, growing up in inner city Grand Rapids. It's a beautiful thing. So at Hatchett Player Development, our mission is to uplift and empower the youth by providing resources and guidance to become better than yesterday. We utilize the game of basketball to build confidence and create opportunities for the youth in the community. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, then, you know, also the mission is to help individuals become their best version of themselves. We meet athletes where they are in, like, sports, and we just add and cultivate on that, you know, we just
right.
on and off the court, both on yeah. and off the court values.
Amazing.
It was established by me, you know, by me and my team,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
in order to, you know, place, put the kids in position to
right.
circle back and have that voice that, you know, we have now. So, and yeah. I feel like this radio situation allowed me to take a step further
yes.
in having a voice so my peers and my younger set people can hear, you know, that yeah. it's really real, you know.
Yeah, you know, and it's always exciting to hear a journey like that. It's always exciting to hear a vision like that. It's always exciting to have someone on the show that understands their purpose. And so I tell you what, I got caught up in the goosebumps, like I said earlier, but when I hear you say being there for yourself, you know, and you also said being a better version of yourself. But I slide back to being there for yourself
yeah.
because I'll go back to the foster kids. A lot of times they don't understand what that looks like,
for sure.
what that means.
For sure.
How do I be there for myself when I don't have faith in myself, when I don't believe in myself, when I don't have a purpose? So when you say being there for yourself, what made you get to the point of saying, I know I could be there for myself, and I know I could push that on to my children. I could push that on to the children in the community, and I could help them understand that it's real.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get to that point?
Growth. Being able to accept criticism, good or bad, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just having that understanding of, I have all these God-given talents.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotta do something.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I feel like I'm sinning to not, you
yeah.
know, pursue that's a God real. Gift, a gift that God gave me.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I feel like I'm sinning on that behalf,
right?
Opposed
that's
to
amazing.
Transitioning and doing things my way.
Yeah,
it wasn't working.
Right.
You know, when the streets, the this, the, like, I don't have nothing to show for the things that I was doing my way, you know. Yeah. But now it's greater, you know, it's better.
Wow.
And it feels right.
Wow. You know, I know you listeners out there, when you guys get to hear Brian and Jamel talk, I know you're going to want to do a Brian and Jamel part two. And I'm definitely going to put that out there for those guys to come back. Because we are down the road. We are down the road talking about doing a live Facebook. And obviously, Brian is already a part of that. So I'm going to have to pull Jamel in as well and see if he'll be a part of the live. When they didn't know that, so I just sprung it on them today. So, but that's what we do here at Grander Media. You know, what we do is we create people that has already created themselves. And so we just try to, like, as Mr. Hatchin and Mr. Lasseter said, making a better version of someone else. And again, I like the ideal of being there for yourself. There's who else going to be there? But and when I say that, I asked the question, who else is going to be there? Well, the Casa Man will be there. And so Jamel is going to be a Casa Man, and Brian is already on the board, and Brian is going to slide over into a Casa Man t-shirt, and then we'll just keep sliding people in there, because what we do know is that you guys are out there, and we know that you want to be a voice for these children, and we know that you want to assist us in helping these kids grow and get better. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to end the show with Brian Lasseter, and we're going to give Jamel Hatchin an opportunity to say his goodbyes, and because this has been a great, great journey. And I tell you what, I'm loving every second of it. Again, this is Coach Harris, and you're live with me on thegrandermedia.com. We'll be back in a moment.
To connect with CASA of Kent County, log on to their website at CASAKentCO.org. That's CASA. KentCO.org.
All right, we're back again at One Grander Media, and I'm Coach Harris. I'm live here with Jamel Hatchin and Brian Lasseter, and I tell you what, Jamel has to go, but like I said before we went to commercial break, that we're definitely going to have him come back, and we'll do some things, and hopefully you'll get to see him in person, express his emotion and his feelings for helping the foster kids and all children of Kent County, and as far as he could stretch. So, Mr. Hatchin, in closing, is there anything that you want to say or add before you tell us goodbye this evening?
Yes, I just would like to say thank you, for one, to the CASA family, for even being a part of the journey since last year as well. Hopefully we can continue on with it. but yes, I want to thank the CASA family, and then One Grander Media, for also allowing me to come and use my voice. And yes, and please, people, reach out, Coach Mel at 2020HPD, 2020HPD.com, website, social media, Hatchet Player Development. If you guys want to know more, want your kids involved, mentoring, all the above, reach out there. And also, just give a round of applause to CASA, being a CASA man.
And you guys did hear him say Coach Harris, didn't you, on the radio?
Special thanks to Coach Harris.
And before you go, I noticed that you brought some amazing children with you that I keep looking at in the background. Who did you bring with you?
I brought my two boys, Ja Hatchett, incoming freshman at East Kenwood High School, where if you seen him, you will understand, you know, the input I put on kids and not just mine
in their development.
Yes, in their development, for mm-hmm. sure. And then my young phenom, Ace Hatchett, my karate kid right there. So him too, you know. Okay. So I brought them beautiful souls with me to help, you know, motivate me and help me understand why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. And you know, it's amazing. Like I said, Mr. Hatchett has to leave. And so actually he's in the process of exiting the building. But it's always amazing when someone comes down here to One Grander Media and they bring some guests with us. It's amazing that we're here talking about foster children and all children in this area, and the children is further. And so we want to thank Mr. Hatchett for coming. We're going to thank his amazing children for coming.
Thank you so much.
And we're going to take another brief break. And we'll be back with Brian, and then to get his closing remarks and answer some of the few questions that we have for him. Thank you again. This is Coach Harris. We're going to take a brief break. Wow, we're having a party before the after party in here. So these guys are exploding the mic. These guys are exploring the ideal of what we really expect out of a CASA man. And I tell you, when CASA say go out, when CASA of King County say go out and find some CASA men or people that want to be a part of CASA, and I find out that when you use the name CASA of King County, that brand, people will say, well, I'm not sure what CASA is. But then when they understand what CASA of Kent County is all about, they're not running away from the ideal of being a CASA man or even a CASA volunteer. These people are saying, give me that information. So again, we're here with One Grander Media. I'm Coach Harris, live here with Brian, and I just have a few more questions for Brian, and then I'm hoping everybody have a good evening after that. So Brian, my question is, why should men and people of color get involved with CASA?
It is very important that there's representation for all the kids here in Kent County, in particular men of color. These are our kids. These are the kids that are impactful, and we want to be able to make sure that there's a voice. And it is also important that role modeling is just so key for these kids being successful. So when they see you, and they know that you are part of this community, it's impactful.
Yeah. That's an amazing answer. And I tell you what, I know all the interviews that we've had are great. So I'm not singling this one out, but I will say that when you have a board member from CASA of Kent County, you really get to find out the impact that CASA could have on the community, because the board members make a lot of those decisions and kind of navigate where CASA is going. So Brian, with that being said, explain to me how you believe CASA impacts the life of foster children.
That's a very good question, and it impacts the life of foster children because, once again, we are their voice. It is very important that we are able to stand in the gap when those kids need us. And yes, so CASA yes. is that one voice that is that's always constant yes. and is always there. And we're there when it seems like everyone maybe abandoned them or kind of fall off the ship, so to speak. Man. So that's why, you know, the impact of CASA and the work that is done within the community is just so important that we as a community get together yes. to make sure that our kids, the foundation of the community, continues to grow.
Wow. I sit here and I talk about, Coach Harris, you are blessed to be in the position that you're in, to be on the One Grander Media and interviewing person after person after person. But you really don't know how blessed you are until you're next to someone that you feel is just as blessed or more blessed than you are. And I think I could clearly say that about Brian and Jamel, that I believe that they feel the purpose that they have when it comes to serving the children of Kent County. So with that being said, Brian, I know I've heard that CASA does events and the board member puts events together. So tell me about any events that you guys have done in the past. And I know the COVID and the pandemic has kind of slowed the progression of events in the community down. So tell me about some of the events that you guys had in the past that would be interesting for the people to hear, and anything that you guys may be planning in the future. And you may not be planning anything at this time, but.
Most definitely. And as you've indicated, Coach Harris, you know, this year has been one of those years and there has not been anything done face to face. But in the past, what we have done, we do have an annual gala that's typically in October. I don't want to throw out a date right now, but yeah, it is yeah. forthcoming. And we are looking and anticipating that to be a face to face event, as long as everything is going well with yeah. Our COVID numbers.
Yeah.
But then there's another event we host the beginning of the year called the table host event that okay. we host every year, where we are trying to recruit volunteers and also solicit it for dollars as well. Yes, so that's typically yes. in March that we have. Then we have the annual golf event that's okay. in conjunction with one of the board members, Andy Rent, that he helps put on every year in July. And yeah. then we work in conjunction with the CASA organization in okay. terms of the holiday party, each year that we are, yeah. make sure there's some representation there. So those are some of the few things that we're doing throughout the community. But you can always go to our website yeah. that will keep you informed of what's going to be happening. And definitely consider the October gala. There should be more information coming out. Once again, the goal is to have that face-to-face, but we shall see as we wrap up things with this COVID-19 pandemic.
Right. And I'm glad Brian mentioned the website, because the website is kind of easy to find. It's you can simply log on to the website at CasaKentCO.org. Again, that's CasaKentCO.org, and that'll get you some of the information that Brian is talking about. And remember, there are over 1,000 children right now living in foster care of Kent County. 32% of those foster children are Black, African American, and believe it or not, 50% are boys, and that's a staggering number. And so we know that we're asking you guys to consider becoming a part of the CASA idea, the CASA movement, being a volunteer, being a CASA man, just being a voice for these children in need. Brian and Jamel mentioned it better. They keep saying a voice, a voice, a voice, a voice. So we're not saying that these children can't talk. We're not saying that these children don't have a voice. But what we are saying is that sometime when you are in a environment that you're not, that you don't feel safe in, that you're not comfortable in, that you need more than just than what you have, these guys are saying the CASA volunteer, the CASA man could help stretch you and get you some of those things that you need to help you feel better about yourself. And like Mr. Hatcher said, become a better version of yourself and understand what it means to be there for yourself. And like Brian said, what does it mean to be a voice for yourself? So with that being said, Brian, you know, we're close to the end. You know, I don't have anything else to add. But if you have anything to add, I'd like to hear it. So anyway, tell me what your thoughts are and if you have anything for the closing remarks.
Well, my closing remarks, I would like to just really express gratitude and thanks to One Grand Media for allowing us to be a voice here for the community, and then to you, co-chairs, for really making a difference and an impact. This is taking the organization to a new level, greater heights, and we are really, there's a lot of gratitude that goes out to you.
Thank
and
you.
For everyone that is making a difference in the community.
Thank you. You guys heard it here, and the idea is that you hear us talking about One Grander Media, and guess what? They're here, and they're not going anywhere. And I tell you what else, and who else is not going anywhere? The CASA Man Show is going to be here for a very long time. I mean, people are knocking on the door and saying, what does that look like? What does that mean? And how can I be a part of it? And it's simple. I mean, you log on to the website at CasaKentCO.org, and then you just follow the process. I know we're upgrading the website, and we're going to put the CASA Man on there, and we're going to give you some opportunities to reach out to us. But currently, you can reach me, Coach Harris, at 616-309-5346. You can reach me if you have any questions. Continue to reach out to me, and I'll continue to reach out to CASA Board and CASA of Kent County and let them know what's going on and what we're doing. And tell you what, I love to be able to talk to Brian next week and say, hey, we have another CASA man that's interested in being on the show, interested in being an ambassador, and interested in being a voice for the children in the community. Again, this is Coach Harris. I'd like to just tell you all I love you. Hope you have some requests for us, because we love to keep growing and going. Have a great evening. Goodbye.
To connect with CASA of Kent County, log on to their website at CasaKentCO.org. That's CasaKentCO.org. Or call 616-309-5346 and become a CASA man today.